Unit 19, Task 3.
The internet is a great resource for kids, but some parents are concerned about the presence of indecent material. Can the internet be dangerous for children?
Well, the net obviously brings a lot of benefits for education and entertainment, but it's not always a friendly place. We've all heard of things like the manipulation of children, invasions of privacy, distribution of indecent or offensive material, violence and racist propaganda.
And what sort of precautions should parents take?
It's impossible for parents to be with their children at every moment. But there are plenty of websites aimed at children, and some programs can help parents control information. But this is no substitute for education. It's the parents' role to make their children aware of both the benefits and the risks of the internet.
And what else can parents do? I mean, are there any technological solutions?
Yes, web software companies have developed filtering programs that let parents block objectionable websites and restrict access to specific aspects of the net. Some organisations have also proposed that websites should rate their content with a label from child-friendly to over 18 only.
Yeah.
Other people argue that internet ratings aren't good because they limit free expression on the net.
That's obviously a very controversial topic. What about internet addiction? What can parents do if their children spend too much time online?
Well, if they're obsessed with games or spend so much time online that their lives are affected negatively, parents should establish a balance between internet use and other activities. When there are strong signs of internet addiction, they should consider seeking professional help.